Davchav Ches. Okay, so we're holding at Shalu Talmidah, that's Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona. That's about the fifth of the way down. Shalu Talmidah, that's Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona. Vamehe herachti yamin. Omar lehem miyamayin lo nitkabadati beklon chaverai. I never took COVID in something that caused somebody else alone. Velo altal mitati kilalat chaveri. I never went to bed still hating the guts of somebody else that did something to me. Uva vatran b'momoni ayiti. I also was always water from my own money. Let's go through them one by one. Lonit kabadati beklon chaveri ki had Ravuna dori mara kaf. Ravuna was once walking along. He had a hole over his shoulders.
Had a
hole.
Hole.
Hole. H O E.
A hole.
Hole. Yeah. So he was walking along. So comes along Rav Chana bar Chaniloi. And Rav Chana bar Chaniloi is taking the hoe from him. He felt so terrible. See Ravuna walking along. So he took it from him. I'm like, no. Ira gilta de darotita bimate dri. If this is something that you do, in your own place, you would walk around with a hoe. Fine. I'll let you take the hoe. But ilo, if it's not something that you would normally do, ityakuri ana, bezidutti didach lo nechali. I have no interest to take honor in a case where it's causing you to be dishonored. That's not an honor by me. So that, even that's considered to be elonit kabarati biklon chaveri. Alach es kama v'kama rachmona litzlan. We know the other types of nitkabarati biklon chaveri. V'lo altal mitati kilalat chaveri, ki hodem arzutra, ki avisodak lupuri arzutra every night when he went to bed, omar shore le more lechol man detzara. Anybody was betzara me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be meichel them. Because I don't want them to be nenash for me. It's out of my mind. Vatran b'momoni ayiti? Yomar mar, Iyov vatran b'momoni avi. Shoyami niach putah lechen vani mimomoni. What's the pshat? That a vatran b'momoni is the pshat. He does not insist on exact change. Because over there already there's always an opening that maybe it was indeed a little bit more, maybe the scales were, you take the change. I want to be 100% clear. What's mine is mine. I definitely paid you up. Show Rabbi Akiva is Rabbi Nechunya HaGadol. Bameh erachti yamim. Rabbi Akiva asks, and at that time Rabbi Akiva was just a youngster starting out. He was only 45 or so. You know. So he said, Bameh erachti yamim. So otu gavzi vekomochule. So the people that were the watchmen of Rabbi Nechunya, they picked up their sticks and they came after Rabbi Akiva to beat him up. Okay, you're asking him how? Who are you to ask him? What is something wrong with his living a long life? Anyway, so Rabbi Akiva immediately climbed up the nearest tree. So Solik Yosef Areshtadik, Rabbi Akiva climbs up and get away from them. He was pretty good at that, if you remember from the Gemara Kedusha. So he climbed up the tree and he shouts down, "Omar le Rebbe, im nemar keves, lama nemar achad." I mean, doesn't a keves mean achad? So why did he say it's a keves achad? Oh, Nechunya saw him. No. Okay, let it go. Yeah, obviously, he wasn't stam an idiot. So let him down. Let him off of the tree. Apparently, he's serious. So Rabbi Akiva came down the tree. So first he answered him the kash. Echad means indeed miyuchad. That's the extra. It has to mean keves, to bring the best miyuchad shebedro. Now, as far as your other questions, miyomaylo kibalti matamot. First thing is, I never accepted gifts. Velo amadati al midotai, and I was never stood on my own hakpodos. Uvatran b'momoni ayit. Lo kibalti matamot, meaning, other rabbalozik have been b'shadrin matamot b'nesiyah. They would send him sometimes gifts in the Beit HaNasiyah. It's part of public relations efforts around me. I would refuse it. Lo avi shadr. Okay, avi mezamnin le, they would invite him to a meal. Lo avi yozel, he would never go to the meal. And instead, he would send them back. Amala lo nechlo kudayach. Well, you don't want me to live. There's something wrong with my life. It says, sonei matanot yichyeh. I'd prefer to live rather than to have your little teshurot of you. Rabbi Zeira, when they would send him a gift, he refused the gift. But ki avi mezamnin le, if they would invite him to a meal, ozel. Because then he would go, he would say, it's their honor that I show up on their table, found at their table. So they're obviously not doing it for me. So that's a valid trade. I get a good meal. They get a little bit of cover. So it yakuri. I never stood on what was important to me to go and get people back for being angry at them. So you forget about what people did to you. שנאמר נושא אבון ועובר על פשע. למי עובר על פשע? למי שנושא אבון. Shaul Rebbe is Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. Rebbe, when he was young, he asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, "V'maya rachti amin?" Oh, Malay, what, you got a problem, kid? Katzta b'chayai, what's better? I've been hanging around too long for you. Oh, Malay, Rebbe, it's Teira, v'lum l'danim tzorichai. That's for sure, I just want to know. Oh, Malay, I'll tell you. Mi'amai lo nistakalti b'dmut Adam Rasha. I never looked a Rasha in the face. The Omer of Yochanan, asur l'adam nistakel b'tselem d'mut Adam Rasha. Shenemai, from one of the sharpest comments that Elisha ever said, is when Yehoram came to him together with Yehoshaphat, but he said to Yehoram, I just want you to know. But at first he tells him, what are you coming to me for? Why don't you go to all those great Nevi'im that your idiot Abba had? You know, Achav, he had a bunch of phony Nevi'im. You could ask them. Then he says to him, I just want you to know, but wouldn't be that I feel I have to honor Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda, who is also here, imabital, I wouldn't look at your rotten face, v'imerecha. Boy, oh boy, these Nevi'im had a tough reputation. So when you talk to the Melech. Anyway, but you see from there that Enochinam, he shouldn't have looked at him. He was only doing it for the Yehoshaphat. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer, Aimer, it's worse than that. It's enough kehot. You could become blind from it. Remember, Vayik is a Ken Yitzchak, Vatichena, not Meiraot. That's right, Meiraot. From looking. Because of the fact that he had been looking at Esav. That's why he went blind. Mishum distak of Esav Arasha. Asked the Gemara, but I thought we said before, Hagar Malay, that's why he went blind. I thought we said before, Omer of Yitzchak, didn't we say before that it was because Avimelech had said the Hineu Loch Ksutinaim, and we darshan Atikri Ksutinaim, like Siatinaim, it was Maramit, you should go blind for the way that you blinded me, about you blindsided me. This was the direct Siba, but that you should get into such a matzav was because of the Kalol of Avimelech. So it's hava hava hava. And how about the tears of the Malachi Asharim? Hava hava hava. Yeah, don't laugh. Absolutely. I think it doesn't make an impact on you to see all those clowns with their face. Yeah, I mean, you feel them, guys. You're looking at them, you feel them.
This would also be held in person, or a picture as well. Or
this is, I don't know. This, I mean, Demus. Demus Adam Rasha could be even a picture of Demus. Rava Mamiocha. Rava says, actually, it's a direct posik in Mishlei. I mean, you don't have to darshan it. It says, Se'et Pnei Rasha. The partial washing is I come to be makabel panefa. It's not a good thing. Not a good thing at all. B'sha'at p'tirato. So when Rebbe already was an older Talmud, Rebbe Yeshua ben Korcha was dying, so he asked him for a bracha. Omalei Rebbe Borcheni. Boy, is that a mistake. Omalei Yiratzon Shetagia L'Chatzi Amai. May you live half as long as I live. I said, Rebbe, wait a minute before you go. Well, a cool low, couldn't I have like the whole thing? Oh, my love, what are you crazy? What do you want to do? What, your kids are going to be farmers? As long as you're alive, none of them are going to be able to do anything. Because, I mean, you're going to be the Nasi. You know what I mean? You know, so as long as you're a Nasi, what are your kids going to do? They're going to become garbage collectors. Got to leave some space for the next generation? Avu bar'i, uminoman bar'i, chadama, tesir deloist takalti bakuti. So one of them said, what coming to me is schar for the fact that I never looked in the face of a goy. Chadama, tesir deloist shutvis vahadikuti. I never made a shut, even though Mikra didn't have a lot to make a shut. Because it could come to Deshvua, and then you're going to cause him to be mashbia. The court will be mashbia him in the name of an avedazar, and so on. But it does explain, it's talking about a case where it was specifically arranged that it couldn't come like day shvua. Afal pi kein, he wouldn't make such a shutafut. Shalut talmidav is Rabbi Zera, b'maya rachti amin. Omar lahem mi'amay lo ikfarati b'toch beiti. I never was tense to be makbet on things in my home. V'lo tza'adati b'fnei mishe gadol mimeni. I never walked ahead in the street of someone who is greater than I. V'lo yirharti b'mavaot ha'metunafot. So they say it must be that he held of Rabbi Yochanan, that it was mutter me, because otherwise what's the thing? It's only for doing a ma'aseh chasidus. V'lo halachti arba amot b'lo Torah, u'b'lo tefillin. I never walked 4 hours either without terror or tefillin. V'lo yashamti bebeit ha-midrash lo shenat kvav lo shenat arai. I never slept in the Beis HaMedrash, even though you see later on in the Beis HaMedrash, Talmid HaKakom are allowed to sleep because it becomes like their home. V'lo sasti betakalat chavirai. I was never happy when somebody else had a failure. You know, people generally like, I knew the answer to that one. V'lo karati v'chavirai. Now, it's a lot of different gears. The Oroch gears is very interesting. V'lo karati v'chavirai b'chanichati. And some say b'chanichato. He learns the Shabbos. I never would call my friend with a nickname that I made for him. Or even the other Lashness, a nickname that was his in terms of his family's name all along. Or like Rabbi Yosef Chaim writes. What this means is that people will call people by their family name instead of giving them their name. This is the way they call them. Again, the Smith, you know, Glazer, you know, and so on. These are all like names that have to do with trades. This has nothing to do with the person. I mean, you're taking away all of his individuality. I would never use a name that, or in Europe, they would call him by the name of his city, you know. The guy, oh yeah, the guy from, yeah, the Slutsker, exactly. That's I never did that. So.
You see the yeshiva world. You go up to a kid, you ask him his name.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They never tell you.
Never tell you name. That's part of the depersonalization. That's why they shave off your hair. It's what the Marines
this
do.
This is saying that's a negative.
It's a big negative. Yeah, it's saying. Listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has one year. And a lot of the people that lean me, I should follow up. All right, we're ready? I'll tell you, there's a very sad possibility that I may be traveling.
Maybe what?
Traveling.
How long?
A week.
Then how long?
In the day. So I wanted to move ahead a little bit. So if you don't mind. I mean, if you have to leave, it's a good idea. We get a lot ahead. V'od Amrei V'yoda. V'et HaKnesset Shecharav. Furthermore, it says Rabbi Yehuda, and it's actually strange because until now, Tosis points out, what's the ode of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda before was one was the most maker. He said, celebrate the game, it's different, use it for anything. Just don't say the time of the sale. And here he's saying, if a Beit HaKnesset was Chorab, he has a list of Chumras. You can't use it to say a spade in Mafshilim Betocho Chavalim. You usually need a large space for twisting ropes. You can't use that. You can't spread out traps there to catch animals that come in. Can't use the roof for drying fruit. So Tosfos says, before he was being made the most of anybody, and now he's coming va'od to be machner. So it's saying that when it said before, that's what I'm referring. Why did he say you have to sell it for Shem Chatzer? In other words, if it wasn't sold for Shem Chatzer, it would never lose its kedusha. So if it was Stam Chorav, he says Stam Chorav, it retains its kedusha. Va'od, that's what he's saying. You know, even if lamais it's not been used and it collapsed and so on, you still cannot do these things. Venosino toka pandra, and you still can't cut through it as a shortcut because it says Vahashimoti et mikdashechem. Because I will make your migdash shimama desolate. You see, so called a migdash. In which case, kedushatan afkishen shomamin remains kadosh even when it's now desolate. Alubo asavim lo yitlosh b'neagmat nefesh. And if it actually starts, plants start sprouting between the stones, let them grow. Let people feel miserable at the destruction of the Beit HaKnesset. Don't make it pretty, like a museum. Because otherwise it's never Shemama. You could say Bichraft, but Shemama means it will remain desolate. It's never desolate. The moment it's desolate, it's no longer a Mikdash. What he doesn't mean, Ella must be that it is a Mikdash. But even though it's desolate, you'd say at the moment of Korban it loses its Kiddush, it's not true. It remains desolate. You cannot do anything that may lessen your chashivas at the Beit HaKnesset. In ochlin bem, in chotim bem, there's no eating, no drinking. In neotin bem, you don't use it to shave or to put on something or get dressed fancy. In metailin bem, you can't just sit around there and walk in with your kids. In nechlasin bem, b'chama, mitnei hachama, you don't go in because it's too sunny outdoors to get a little shade. You don't go in from the gishamim, mitnei hagishamim. They must be deemed them as specha yachid. You cannot say a hesped of stam, a person, individual. But of course, the Talmud Chacham, you'd be able to. Korim behem, you could go in and you could read Chumash and Tanakh, Vishonim behem. You could learn Teresh about her, who must be deemed behem hesped shel rabim, a Talmud Chacham, that's a loss to the tzibur. Omri Yehuda, ematai, when is this true? Now, in the moment, the Gemara is going to ask that this makes absolutely no sense. B'yishuvan, avo b'churbanan, this is when they're settled. But if they're destroyed, you have to let the plants grow for Agmat Nefesh. What? Who? Plants? What do you mean, Ema? We weren't talking about plants. Mando Asabim, Mando Hashem. Who ever said anything about plants? No, Hisuri Machasa. You're missing a line here in the Braita. It should say like this. Okay, when you have Batei Knesiot, you have to care for them, and you wash them down, you pack down the dirt in them. You don't want now grass coming up between the floor. On Rebbe Yehuda, that's Dafka B'Yishuvan, you don't want grass growing. Avo B'chur Badam Adarabba. Don't be metapel in them. Einichan oton alut b'em asabim. Lo yidlosh with me'agmat nefesh. And don't, alut b'em asabim, indeed, don't cut it down. On Rebbe Asi, Batek es yotche b'bavel atznai hein asuyin. When they build a Beit Knesset in Bavel, you know perfectly well it's going to be sold to the church in no time at all. So therefore, they made it with a t'nai that it shouldn't have the full Kedusha Beit HaKnesset, and we should be allowed to use it for other things. And nonetheless, Avapike Neinu Agimbo Kavut Rosh. As long as it's a Beit HaKnesset, you can't just stam use it for things that are mamboid. Bingo night in the main hall. Umayn Miu, what do we call Kavut Rosh? Forget about bingo. Even Cheshbonot, Nacho Bingo. But secular cheshbon, you have the meeting of the board to go over the cheshbon. The cheshbon is of chol that it's referring to. Omer Avas, Beit HaKnesset shebechashvim bo cheshbonot, malinim bo adamit. If there's a Beit HaKnesset that's used for accountants, nice big place, we can set up, spread out the books over there. In the end, they'll be letting the dead overnight. Malinim, what do you mean, malinim? Lo sagir lavach, it's not bad enough that people die, they have to let them lie overnight. Means, lo sof shialinu bav meit mitzvah. The end is going to be that there will be a meit mitzvah in the town, that they won't have anybody to be metapel, and they'll have to get together. This, it's not a good thing for the city. In Tin Bam, you can't use them for your own personal grooming. Omarava chachamim, v'talmidehem mutarim. Why? Don't Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. You'll notice that a Beit HaMedrash is always called here Bei Rabbanan. Why do they call it Bei Rabbanan? Beit HaRabbanan, it's their house. Since the Batei Knesset that are used all day long by the Kollel, they hang around there and so on, it becomes like their home. Since they don't go home, so they're meant to do, they have to eat there, and so on, what are they going to do? So the man, it becomes mutter. If it's used for that purpose, that's mutter. You can't come in. Just because it's air conditioned, you can't come in to get away from the rain. They were standing outdoors and asked a shayla from Rava, all of a sudden it starts pouring. So I was like, Kedishi, he goes to the Beit HaKnesset with them. But I want to make it very clear. Amri, don't think we went in just because of the rain. That was a coincidence. It's only because in order to think clearly, you need to have a clear mind like a clear spring day. So now it's not that we were trying to avoid getting wet. It's that we couldn't concentrate. So you're asking me a shayla. We have to go in order to have a clear mind, but not to avoid the rain per se. You need to go in just to call out somebody. I said, what are you doing? I'm not going into Davin. Going in for my own use. The guy happens to be the Beit HaKnesset. Isn't it sort of just, I'm just trespassing Beit HaKnesset for my own use? If he's a Talmud Chacham, let him say a halacha as is in the Beit HaKnesset. To use the Beit HaKnesset for Torah, if he's someone who's used to saying over brises and mishnayos, let him vikarau lema psuka. All he knows is he knows the parsha. Let him say over a pasuk. pasuk. And if even that he doesn't know, let him ask a kid as he's going through. Emily Psukah, what'd you learn today? Inani, or, I mean, if that's not available, Nishik, what should sit down and think about life for a minute, meditate a moment, and then you should get up and call the guy. Don't just walk it and walk right out of a Beit HaKnesset.
These other things can be done standing.
Okay, the Mishnah says, Masmidim ben Hesmet Shal Rabbi. So the Gemara, Heki Domi Hesmet Shal Rabbi. Ma'afi Rav Chista, Ki Gon Hesmet Shal Koi Be Rav Sheshet. Because it indicates with his hand, it's like the Hesmet that Rav Sheshet would be at. And somebody from the house of Rav Sheshet, where because of that means that it's a Mokum Mechubad, and everybody's going to come. If his family is there, they're going to come. That's considered to be something that's a Hesmet Shal Rabbi. Rav Sheshet was asked the question, he said the same thing in the other direction. Ma'afi Rav Sheshet, Koi Be Rav Chista. Somebody that comes from Rav Chista, not Chas V'Shalom and his family, that there should be a bit, somebody that he's attending, that, or others learned somebody from the household, you know, a worker or something, that people would come with Chvedei, that's called the Rav. Rav from Aspel Chaloti, the Rav from Yeveh Hesped, on his own daughter-in-law in the Beit HaKnesset, Omar, he said the reason, his mother is Mishum Yikra Didi, Ulamisa, for my COVID, along with the COVID of the Niftera, that it'll be a Hesped Shal Rabbi. Also, Kuliyama, the whole world will show up, basically. Same thing happens with Reb Zera was Saptul, Himar Abonim and Beit Knishta. He was a certain Talmud Chacham, who was Nifter, and Amar, Yimishum Yikora Didi, Yimishum Yikora Didi, the Misa, also Kuliyama. Basically, didn't want to take the, didn't want to insult the Misa by saying it's only a Chosheb Hezbet because I'm here. So he put it that way, that it should be clear that, look, yeah, even if they're just coming for me, I mean, besides for the Misa himself, it would be a Hezbet around. Resh Lakish, Saptul, over to Ben the Shlicha Ba'arad Yisroel. The Shlicha said a Hesped for a certain Talmud Chacham who would come many times from Bavot Eretz Yisroel. Davitani Hilchasa. He was able to, over Mishnayis Besru Arba Shurasa. And he was basically able to be Melamed for 24 Shureis of Talmidim. That's how many people would come that would hear him teach. That's how Rashi went. The Rashi understands it. That in the Hesped that the Shlicha gave, there were 24 Shureis of Talmid Chachomim for the cover of this Nifra. Omar, he said, Hasra Arad Yisroel Gavar Rabba. Why? That Eretz Yisroel now should be Chasser, a great man, because the Maisa was Nimtz in Eretz Yisroel. Ahuda Havitani Hilchasas, Freeze, Sefta. He was a person who was a tremendous book. He knew Mamish by heart, the Sifra, the Sifri, the Tesefta, but he had never been Mishamish Tamir Chachom. In other words, he never developed a Derech of Lima that enabled him to ask the correct questions and to come out with an insight that would be Nagela Halach and so on. So he was basically walking encyclopedia. Vishachi, he was Nifter, so they came to Reb Nachman, also one of Reb Nachman. Such a chosh of a man, he knows the whole shas by heart. Give him a husband. Omar, so Nachman said, well, what exactly am I supposed to be masbid? I mean, hechi nasbid. I could say, vai, you know, eight sana de mali sifre de chosra. Here we lost our disk that was full of all of the svarim that we can't put our computer anymore. What am I supposed to say? It was like a whole chest full of books, and now we don't have the books. That's not a husband. Once a person can only repeat what he knows, but he doesn't have the shimush tamir. He said, it's not counted as a spade of the rabbi that I should come from. Tochozi, take a look at the difference. Ma ben tkifa dar Yisrael, Rish Lakish was considered to be a viciously tough person, who wouldn't even shake hands with people that came from Bavel. They weren't Dovak Teretz Yisrael. And yet, when there was an opportunity to say a hesped, look how he spoke about a person that was that wasn't from the greatest Talmid HaChachom, but that he gave over a hesped that is a chaser at Yisrael, gav a rabbi. Rish Lakish would shake hands with somebody in the market. It says that there's such a person, people would trust him 100% and do business with him without contracts and so on. But that's how he acted, with a compassion for the mace and so on. And on the other hand, the chassidid above all, Reb Nachman was considered to be a tremendous chassid, and Yireschet, I mean, as a Yireschet, Reb Nachman uses himself as the dugma. And nonetheless, he wouldn't be maspid a person. He wasn't mishamish tamir chachom, despite the fact that he was a bookie in so many drashot. It's not awesome. The Mishnah says, Dishtamish betoga chalav, someone who uses the Ketzer of Terah will end up be lost to the world. In other words, he will die. Tani Rish Lakish. This refers to Zeb Mishtamish B'Mishish Shaina Halachas. Somebody, even a learned Mishnayis, even though he wasn't Mishamish to be the Chachom, you cannot use him to do things for you. And that's considered to be Mishtamish with the Terah. Yomar Ula. Mishtamish Inish B'Manda Tani Arba. Better to be Mishamish with somebody who learned for himself for Sidrei Mishnah. V'lo Mishtamish B'Manda Masnei Arba. Don't be Mishtamish with somebody taught. In other words, if you have a
a shiloh, which one you should allow to be mishamish you, it makes sense to use those that are beginim. In those days, the bekiyas was in Mayed and Azik and Noshim and Kotshim. Tyrus and Zrayim was already not so benimsa. And better this than to be mishamish with somebody who knows it well enough and taught it to others. Okay, that's one pshat over here. There are others who are mafarish. Mandatoni arba means that he learned, meaning that he knows the mishnayos. Mandamasni arba means that he actually learned the gemaras and the kashas from the brayos. In other words, that he's a baal talmud instead of just a baal mishnah. So it goes back basically on the sugi before. Now it's a mice about Reish Lakish and how much he was makbet not to utilize someone who was shayna even arba sadri mishnah. The other Reish Lakish aviyazo b'vorcha. Once Reish Lakish was on the road, he comes to a place where it's very deep and he has to cross, and it would require going into the water. Also, Gavas, a certain guy comes along, sees Reish Lakish standing there, he lifts up Reish Lakish, and they become avilek to take him across the water. Reish Lakish, taken by surprise, says to the guy, Karisa, have you learned any Torah? Marlay, yeah, Karina. Karina means to read from Teresha Biksav. Reish Lakish says, Tanisa, you also learned Mishnayas. Marlay, Tanina, I did indeed. Arba Sidre Mishnah. Marlay, oh my God. Basalplach. Arba Ture. You've managed to, you for yourself, four mountains. These are four Sidre Mishnah. Vatanta Bar Lakish Akipach. And you're carrying Reish Lakish on your shoulders. Spanish. This is terrible. I can't be allowed to use you. Shdei Bar Lakish Bamay. Throw Reish Lakish immediately into the water. Marlay. So the guy told him, Nichali Dashmeinan Lamar. I would much rather actually have the schusa being mishamish ready. Said Reish Lakish, so ihochi, okay, if that's the pshat, and that you want to be mishamish me, so then I have to be a rebbe. Say, gemar minihom, so learn from me something. I'll tell you now a dvar halacha, and then you'll be my talmid, will now be mutter for me to be mishamish with you. What did he teach him? The Amar Rabbi Zeir b'nais Yisrael, henich miru al atzman, shafilu ro'o tipat dam kechardal, yoshvot alav shivanikim. You should know that whatever it is that you've learned in Maseches Nida, or that you will learn when you get to Tyrus, and it looks like there's so many studim where a woman is able to be mitaharet as a nida, and after her seventh day of nida, she goes to the mikvah and she's tayra. But you should know that no matter what the situation is, whether it's b'mei zivais, which is the 11 days between nidais and nidais, or at any time, even during b'mei nida, the moment that a woman is raya, even a single tipas dam, the size of a mustard seed, she's tiny, that she treats it as if she's a zava gedela. It's an incredible chumra, and she's yashreis. She gives herself a din of being a zava gedela. And this halacha is a halacha without reasoning, basically. And it's something that you can say over without being torud and anything else. And yet, lemaisa, it's a halacha gedela. And therefore, he told him something that was clear, simple, immediate application, and didn't require any kind of long relationship or taking his mind off of this task in front of him. Tanit ve'eliyo. So now we bring the famous Tanit ve'eliyo. Some say is a reference to Eliyahu Navi. Others say it's a reference to Vatana by that name. Why do we bring it over here? Because of the din of Chayav Adam, Bechvayd Rabbah, Yosef Bechvayd Aviv. Again, the famous Maimer, Aviv brought him to Eilam Hazeh, but Rabbah, who teaches him Torah, brings him even to Eilam Abba. So therefore, Reish Lakish was telling that person that since he taught him Halacha, he can bring him now to Eilam Abba. So we bring now this Maimer of the Tana to Eliyahu, because this is sufficient. Kol Hashena Halachis, Muftach Lusha Ben Eilam Abba. Somebody who learns over halacha, even halacha l'mashmitinai, chloriting, without knowing all of the inyanim. Nonetheless, that's enough that he's moved up that he's a ben olam haba. Shenemar halichos elam lo, al tikrei halichos, ela halachot. Read this not the ways of the world, but rather halachot ulam lo. Someone who has shown halachot is zocher from that alone to have zikr chelik in olam haba.